Summer feels good.
This is 2GO Summer Breakfast with Mandy and Widow.
Sure is. And guess what, everybody? It's Friday, baby.
Yay.
Oh, so Yay. Good. Absolutely stoked to be at Friday. You know that first week back at work and you just kind of dragging the chain all week.
Yeah, I know, right? Actually, I saw someone in the office here the other day. They had that expression on their face.
Yeah.
And I was that guy. I was like, come on, mate, cheer up.
You were that guy.
It's like, it's the first week back. We don't give it a
settle
break.
Settle down, mate.
Calm down.
Look, lots going on in today's show. Someone's going to win tickets to Phil Collins.
Yes.
Now, I have a bunch of friends going to those gigs in Sydney next week. Everyone's very excited about seeing Phil. It could be you. Are we going to give someone the last chance to get on the standby list?
We are.
Okay, great.
Yeah, we will.
Fabulous.
Because we're nice like that.
We are good like that.
And there's also a Phil Collins special going to be on 2GO today at around midday. So
oh, nice.
Keep your ears out for that one a little bit later.
Get some
on.
Phil into you.
Now, getting into the music that makes you feel good.
Feel
with
good.
The cars.
See what you did there, Widow.
Oh, I know.
Man, you're funny.
Hopefully the laughter gets better and the jokes too.
107.7 2GO.
Yesterday, caught up with Greedy Smith.
Oh, this Saturday in Newcastle, a fantastic festival of, I'm going to say golden oldies, but they're not really that old. It's called By the Sea. Ice House are playing, Sunny Boys, The Church, Do-Re-Mi, and Mental as Anything. And to talk to us about it this morning from the Mentals is Greedy Smith. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Yes, it's great to have you on the show. Going to be at By the Sea in Newcastle. When was the last time you were in Newey?
It would have been early in the year, I think. It would have been Lambton.
Okay, yeah.
It would have been Lazotte, I think.
Oh, Lazotte's is a great venue, isn't it?
I hate to be that guy, but it's only been like 2 weeks of the year. So that's
Talking about last year, yeah?
Last year. Oh, that's just, it's very hard to come to terms with. I'm in that trouble where I can't, 2019, you know, writing it down for stuff. I can't get used to that.
You know this annoying thing, trying to turn an 8 into a 9? Impossible.
Yeah, you can't do
no,
that.
No, you can't. It's just a horrible. It's like a fly's died on the paper.
Greedy, are you still loving doing this? Are you still enjoying playing live?
I'm enjoying it so much that we put out a live album.
Oh, great.
We're just putting out a live album at the moment. So that's how much I'm enjoying it.
That's fantastic. Yeah. And when you say a live album, so a live audience as well?
Live audience.
Yep.
Live audience playing to, to a whole batch of people, but recording it properly.
Yep.
And we had a party, really, basically invited all these people over and played our normal set.
And when you invited everyone to this gig, were they your friends? Like, was it just a giant party?
Well, yeah, it's friends and mad punters too.
Mad punters.
They're all, you always got to, if you're in a band like Mental as Anything, you've got to have some mad punters.
Oh, absolutely.
We have our share. Yeah.
do you know any of your mad punters by name? Have you ever had those? Because I have friends or I know of people who are obsessed with, different artists and will follow them around the country at gigs and things like that. Is there any like that still?
There are. And I think because you've got to be pretty persistent because we play, we play about 110, 120 shows a year.
Yeah.
All over the place. So you've got to be pretty keen. Sometimes you think, am I mad? Because I like it more than ever, and I've been doing it for 42 years, and I like it more than ever. Am I the mad one? I mean, it's just. But if people want to hear this stuff, I'm more than happy to organise that they can hear it.
Yeah, you've got to give the people what they want. And so what's changed for you? You know, you're saying you're enjoying it more than ever. Is that a weird getting old thing that we seem to appreciate things differently the older we get or something?
That there's a lot to do with it. I mean, it also in the first 20 years of the band, we're probably, it'd be hard to remember actually work out what we were doing the day before because we're probably, probably drinking too much, carrying on like pork chops and playing 6 nights a week quite often and all over the world and all over the country. And as you get older, it becomes more towards the weekends you play. Mm. You have during the week to think, oh, gee, I should be out playing a show right now. Mm. and that's how I feel. You know, recently had a couple of weeks off. It nearly killed me.
Yes. Do you know what? I had 3 weeks off and I was getting a little antsy at the end of that too.
Just like, come on, twitchy, don't you?
Yeah, you do. And listen, you're obviously still playing a bunch of instruments. You play the harmonica. Yeah. How many harmonicas do you have?
Well, a lot of them aren't very working very well. I mean, I've got to point out that the first harmonica I bought cost me $1.30. Oh. Now that same harmonica retails for $75.
Wow.
So it means I've been playing too long, or inflation is severe.
I dare say inflation's pretty bad.
Forget property, invest in harmonicas.
Yeah.
That's where it's at.
Well, we can't wait to see you. There's some amazing bands joining you at By the Sea in Newcastle. Right, Ice House, Sunny Boys, The Church. I mean, Do Re Mi, I don't think I've seen live in a very long time. They're a great live gig. So it's going to be a whole lot of fun. We do have some tickets to give away as well, but thank you so much. Have a ball in Newcastle, and we really look forward to seeing you there, Greedy. And we'll chat again soon.
Oh, cheers. And it's my birthday today.
Is it really? Why didn't you say that from the beginning? All right, here we go. I need to say that I was able to sing Happy Birthday to Greedy Smith. Are you ready, Widow? You can help me out.
I'm ready. Here we go.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Greedy
Smith from Mentals of Anything.
Happy birthday to you.
Bip-a-ray.
You guys are pros.
No, it's all right. The cake's in the mail, mate.
Thank you.
But with Australia Post, you'll probably get it next week.
Yeah.
Take it easy.
Have a good day. See ya.
107.7 2GO.
So I like running. I've discovered running recently, which is weird because I've not run forever. Like
apparently it's when you run for an extended period of time.
What do you mean?
Just go for a jog.
Well, yeah. No, I don't like doing it on the road or out and about. I like doing it on a treadmill because I think it's easier. I won't lie.
Yeah.
And it's in a controlled environment, although I have fallen off the treadmill a couple of times. So... Maybe I am better off getting on the road.
I do find that as well, though. It's a little bit more supportive for your joints apparently, running on a treadmill compared
to
the road.
So. And when you're old like me, that stuff's important.
You're not old, Mandy. Come on.
Oh, widow, I am.
Be kind.
Anyway, I've discovered running, and there's a woman who also loves running, but she, unlike me, likes to do it on the road.
Mm-hmm.
She's over in the US. It started a few years back, and she just did this run when she was visiting her brother, so she didn't really know the roads that she was running on. And you know how you sort of map your runs on a GPS tracker?
A
lot of people have the GPS trackers just to see where they've run and how long they've gone for and how many Ks or miles or whatever.
Gives the elevation and stuff too
sometimes. Yeah, you can see how far you've tracked up and all that sort of stuff. Well, she went to visit her brother. She didn't really know the city very well in Kansas, so she did this run and then she looked at her GPS tracker and she realised that her run following the roads that she'd followed was in the shape of a willy.
Oh, no.
And she... and she She thought, well, this is fun.
Oh.
So the next time she went for a run, she mapped it out in another willy shape.
Oh.
And now she's become known, and I can't use the proper name because it's a bit too rude, but she's become known as Willy Run Claire.
Ah, the other name for Richard.
Yeah, the other name for Richard. Richard Run Claire, basically. And so she's got this whole Instagram account and stuff, and so she puts up photos of her maps that she's made.
Oh, wow.
Which is great. And they're all different. They're all different, just like the real thing. They're all different.
Yeah.
Some are skinny, some are fat. There are things attached.
Look, it doesn't matter what motivates you to go and do exercise. As long as you're out there doing it, that's great. So,
are we still talking about running?
107.7 2GO.
Well, let's talk snakes because it's hot and at the moment there are a lot of snakes around. So, you know, we've all got to be have our wits about us. I was bushwalking with a friend not too long ago and a little baby brown came out in front of us and we were talking and a bit distracted.
Yeah.
We got quite close before we realised it was there and then had to kind of go, whoa, back it up. Mm. You know, it was quite, you know.
It's funny how it just constantly stays in the back of your mind this time of year.
It does.
Even at the dog park the other day, the grass is getting a bit longer. It's coming up to your knees.
Mm.
And I was walking through it going, this doesn't feel right.
No.
Shouldn't be doing this.
We should be very careful.
Mm.
A couple of snake stories that have come out in the last 24 hours.
Yeah.
And this is one that's only in Australia. Crescent Head, there's a cafe called the Bush Kitchen in New South Wales, obviously, the mid-north coast.
Yeah.
And they've been making coffee with a python living in their coffee machine and they didn't know that it was in there.
Oh.
And the woman that runs the cafe went down there to clean out the machine and basically went, oh, what's going on with that pipe? Hang on, that's not a pipe. That's a python.
Wow.
So this thing had been living inside the they'd been making coffee.
Yeah.
With the python living inside the coffee machine.
Maybe it just liked the warm space.
Yeah, maybe.
And, you know, it was good.
Bit of a sauna with the steam kind of coming up and
and you know how you got to press the coffee before you actually, you know, put it in the machine. Maybe it's just there, you know, constricting a little bit being a python.
Maybe, who knows? Maybe it's addicted to coffee.
What if the coffee tastes any bit? Oh, that would be interesting actually.
That'd be interesting if it kind of Yeah.
Snake blend.
Snake blend, exactly. Mm. And then there was this crazy story from Weeper where these people that live on a cattle station, so they do live out in the country, their 14-year-old son middle of the night, started screaming. Mum and Dad run in to see Ryan, the 14-year-old, with a scrub python wrapped around his arm and screaming in pain because the python had latched onto his hand, was trying to pretty much swallow him from his hand up.
Whoa.
And so they couldn't get this snake to latch off his hand.
Yeah.
So the dad just was like quick thinking, just doing whatever he could. So he grabbed this money box, which is in the shape of a platypus.
Okay.
And jammed the plastic platypus into the snake's mouth to wedge it off his son's hand.
Wow.
Crazy.
That's, yeah.
I like the detail that it was a plastic platypus money box as well. That's
platypus
pretty funny.
Saves the day.
Yeah.
Wow. That's
I know,
scary.
Right? Middle of
Could
the
you
night
imagine
and a snake.
Waking, yeah. No way. No thank you.
No.
No way at all.
I freak out with a mosquito in my bedroom. So, a snake, that's crazy. Oh. And I'm pretty lucky because I don't have a lot of trees around my house. So I think I'm kind of cool with the whole snake thing.
Yeah. Well, look, I thought that. Living in Mardy, I always keep my grass short in the backyard. I've got a reasonably sized backyard. Mm. And there's a Facebook group for Mardy, like, you know, people living in the community that can post things and see what's going on. Mm. Three doors up from where I live, someone posted a picture of a green python.
Oh, nice.
That was in the backyard just going over the back fence. And this is, you know.
Just suburbia.
Just this. And it's a big, long green python.
Well, this is what
green diamond python.
Yeah, green diamond. I think it is. They're fairly common.
Massive thing.
Yeah, huge. They get so big. I want to ask what your snake experience was. Because they find their ways into all sorts of things, coffee machines, cars,
you name
it. So if you've got a snake story to share with us this morning, we would love to hear from you. We've got some Mariners tickets. Give us a call, 13 27 10. Tumby Umby, I imagine there's a fair few snakes there. Hello, Kate.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Do you live in one of those sort of rural properties in Tumby?
No, we live in suburbia, but we do back onto bush.
Okay, so tell us your snake stories.
Well, there's two, actually, and they're both a year apart in November, so I'm not looking forward to this November. So 2017, we heard the dog bark. She's only 18 months old then. Didn't normally bark sort of dog, so we've gone out and there's a 2-metre python curled up in the grass.
Whoa.
I was screaming, like, I'm not a snake fan, so I was screaming, running around like an idiot. The snake heard the commotion, so it just made its way back out to the bush.
Yep.
But yeah, I've got some good video of this 2-metre python going down our backyard.
Wow.
And then the second one was November just gone. Again, the dog was barking, which she doesn't normally do. Looked out my bedroom window and my eldest son had just brought the washing in from there and the dog's got a little snake, so a baby snake of some sort, and she was whipping it and she ended up killing the snake. So
wow. Well, do you know whether it was a brown snake or a...
I think the little one might have been just a green tree snake, but a baby one. I'm like, where are all the other babies?
I wouldn't feel too alarmed, Kate, because it sounds like you got a great dog there when it comes to alerting you.
Yes,
he's
great.
But do snakes bite dogs? I mean, dogs can die from snake bites,
can't they?
So you probably don't want your dog biting snakes.
And my neighbours come from the bush originally, and they said, because I was calling her, like, Lucy, come inside, Lucy. And they said I shouldn't do that because that distracts the dog from her job. And her job at the time was killing the snake.
And protecting her family. Yes. God love her. Oh, wow, Kate. But it does make you feel a little bit kind of uneasy, doesn't it, to know that the snake's like your backyard?
Yeah, really bad.
Maybe you need to get one of those owl statues or a platypus plastic money box, as it turns out. Hey, we're going to send you along to the Mariners, Kate. Hope you enjoy.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for giving us a call this morning. Happy Friday. 107.7
2GO. Next week, we are giving you the chance here at 2GO to possibly go along and either see Kiss, Red Hot Chili Peppers, or...
Nickelback. Look, when it comes to live music, no one can touch us.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah.
The tickets, the calibre of the tickets that we give away. I mean, we've got Phil Collins next week. We're giving away tickets. Like, it's cool.
Mm. If you want to go see any of those and be in the chance to win the tickets, make sure you're a club member. Sign up right now, 2gofm.com.au.
Are Nickelback cool now? Do you think they've come full circle?
Well, we chatted to Nickelback last year and it was really
surprisingly cool, wasn't it?
Great.
Yeah.
They're actually really lovely.
Yeah, they were.
People.
Really so funny too. I've
listened to their songs. I never thought they were like amazing songs, but then you chatted to them.
You've got
so
the
lovely.
Diehards. You've got diehard Nickelback fans.
Mm. Hey, I don't want to bring things down a little bit, but there's
but
one.
But you're going to, aren't
well,
you?
Well, I am going
don't
to.
Don't be a killjoy, mate.
Well, it's hard because you need to be prepared for the future, right?
Oh, widow.
You need to look ahead
That's
and you need
sensible.
To be prepared.
Okay, go on.
And I'm talking about
Stockpiling toilet paper.
Well, I've got lots of that. Don't worry about it. No, it's house prices. Because there's a lot of talk about house prices. There's been a lot of talk late last year as well with Sydney's house prices dropping. Now, there's people talking about a possible recession. Even as big as back in 2008.
I don't want to hear this.
Yeah, no, it's pretty bad. Why don't you want to hear it?
I don't want to hear this.
Okay.
Because I'm a person that is, paying a mortgage on a single wage, and it's tough.
Well, here's the thing. I'm not the one that's doing all of this. I'm not the one that's made it happen. I'm just telling you about it.
I know, but I feel like putting my hands on my ears and going, la, 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 la.
Well, mate, you can do that, but then when things go bad, you won't be ready for it.
All right.
Don't stick your head in the sand.
Do I need a second job?
Well, potentially, or maybe downsize, because there's an article out saying that Australia this year could be the worst in the world when it comes to house prices dropping. The worst in the world. Get that. It's pretty
bad.
Where's
this article coming from? Is this a legitimate
article? This is a legitimate article.
This is proper with proper science
stuff. Yeah, this is Fitch Ratings. This is an article that features stuff from them. It's saying house prices could fall another 5% this year and won't recover until 2020. And they're talking about a whole bunch of stuff. You know, the whole loans where people have to pay back interest
now. Yeah, so what they were worried about, like me, I was paying interest only for about 5 years. Now, you can only do that for, I think it's 5 years, and then you've got to start paying the principal off.
Yep.
And a lot of people have timed it in exactly the same way, so that this year, a lot of people have to start paying off the principal, which means more money coming out of their pocket.
Yep.
And that's when it's going to crunch.
And also, banks are tightening things up. It's harder to get a loan these days.
They're also
pointing out the possibility of a downturn in the building sector, which could mean less jobs there because people aren't getting money to buy new homes.
I think we need to stop talking about this because it's Friday and you're killing my vibe.
Okay.
Hey, but there is some good news here.
I'm just saying, be ready. Be prepared. Have a look at this stuff.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks, Captain Sensible.
No worries.
I do have a little bit of a silver lining for you, though.
Okay, please.
I'm looking at this information right now on the internet.
Yeah.
Perth's going down. Sydney's going down. Melbourne's going down. Guess where's going up? Housing's going up.
Brisbane?
Adelaide, mate. Come on, everyone. Let's move to Adelaide.
Come on,
everybody. Adelaide's cool.
Is that the thing that's finally going to get people to move to Adelaide?
Yeah.
Come to Adelaide. It's affordable.
Yeah, their new tourism campaign.
Summer feels good.
Summer. I love the outdoors.
We love our city.
I just love being out in the water.
Central Coast 2GO.
It's a feel-good summer on 2GO.
Summer feels good.
There's a lot of kind of themed weekends nowadays, isn't there? You've got your craft beer weekends, your whiskey tasting weekends and things like that. You've got your cheese and wine weekends.
Yep.
I've discovered a weekend.
There is a lot of alcohol involved in these weekends.
Oh, just themed weekends. There seem to be all the rage at the moment. Mm-hmm. And I found one that is right up my alley. Now, I've found myself recently in a time in my life where my children don't need me as much anymore. In fact, they don't need me pretty much at all.
Yep.
Which is sad for mummy.
Oh, no, they still need you a little bit.
They need me a little bit. But you know what? After caregiving for such a long time, you get to a point and you just kind of go, hang on a minute, but don't you want me to? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'll be right. And so, there's a time in my life where I can focus on myself a little bit, right?
That's good.
And I've discovered something that I think is pretty cool. Mm-hmm. It's called the Self-Care Weekend.
Self-Care Weekend.
The Self-Care Weekend. And it's a whole weekend festival dedicated to looking after yourself, maybe being a little bit selfish. So what? You've earned it. You deserve it, right?
You know what? It's a weekend of loving yourself.
It is.
I love myself.
Yes. Well, in more ways than one. It's happening in March 16 to 17, an entire weekend. Now, the kind of things that you can expect on this weekend, because there's a few panel discussions and things, like it's a proper weekend. There's a discussion around wellness in business. There's a discussion around music therapy. There's a guide to manifesting.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? When you say manifest, it's like the believe, achieve, succeed.
Oh, okay.
Just manifesting good energy into your life, things like that.
Yeah. Positive.
Positive stuff.
Cool.
A guide to mindful boozing. So talking about being mindful in your consumption of alcohol, which I find an interesting conversation.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Is that when you wear one of those hats where you put beer cans on the side and... You got the straw going into your mouth. It's on your so beer's on your mind.
I don't think so, okay. But there will be alcohol there and non-alcoholic cocktails as well for those that want to abstain. But a guide to mindfulness boozing, yoga flow, and yin yoga.
Oh, brilliant!
And meditation as well.
This sounds so
good. I mean, you're loving the sound of this, aren't you? I can tell.
Yeah.
I do like the fact that they do have a little session on sexual tips.
Oh,
self-love.
Really?
Yes, they do.
Wow,
well, it's all about self. It's all about self-care.
It's got everything covered.
They've even got the smoothie bowl shack.
Oh,
for those of us that love a smoothie bowl.
I was making fun of this, but if it's got a smoothie bowl shack, well, you've sold me there, Mandy. I'm there.
Your idea of a smoothie bowl is like a pie sitting in like pea soup or something, isn't it?
Pea soup pie. See? Yeah,
see, that's your kind of smoothie bowl, isn't it? Anyway, tickets are now available. I think they're about $30 early bird tickets, and you come away with a little goodie bag feeling very loved up.
You're going to go, aren't you?
I am going to go. 107.7
2GO. Later on today here on 2GO, someone is going to win plane tickets and tickets to go see Elton John in Las Vegas.
So good. Imagine that. Wow.
It's going to be a club member. You can become a club member right now, win some pretty cool stuff. Sign up at 2GFM.
Stuff you never forget.
Yeah, 2GFM.com.au is where you can sign up for that one.
Mm.
Hey, just very quickly, I want to mention some news that I saw last night about Elon Musk.
Oh, Musk stick.
Yeah, now he's been in Australia before. And
he's got a bit of a thing for us here, doesn't he? He kind of likes to throw us a bone every now and again, doesn't he? Like the whole Tesla battery in South Australia.
Yeah, he did that. And now it looks like there's talks, coming here now to Sydney to do something in Sydney.
Good.
And what he's talking about is, he's been included in a conversation.
Finishing the light rail in George Street? Because I think everyone's pretty sick of that.
No, it's not that. Okay. He's been included in a conversation on Twitter to build a tunnel underneath the Blue Mountains, connecting like Lithgow to Penrith. So people from like west of the mountains can get to the city.
Is there a hovercraft? Tell me there's a hovercraft.
Well, no,
submarine.
No, it's a 50-kilometre tunnel where your car would sit on a platform and just really quickly go through the tunnel.
Oh, that's genius.
So people in Lithgow, Orange, Bathurst, Cowra.
Oh, see, that's fantastic. Mm.
The thing is, though, they've just finished, I know this because I spent a bit of time in the mountains, you know, the Great Western Highway that travels over the mountains?
I've never been to the Blue Mountains. I'd really love to go to the Blue Mountains.
Beautiful.
You know, it's one of those places on my list.
Well, the government's just spent $1 billion doing up the Great Western Highway, making it two lanes either way and stuff like that. They're still working on it now.
Oh, can you imagine that they just finished? They just, you know, that they have some politician who cuts the red ribbon and goes, "The Blue Mountains Road's finally finished.
Yay!
Hooray!" And then Musk stick rolls into town and goes, "Yep, hey everyone, I've made a tunnel."
That's probably how it'll go
down.
It's
probably going to happen like that. Oh, come on over, Elon. We'll take your money for sure.
Yeah. Oh, actually, he'll probably take ours to build it.
Oh, that's true. 107.7 2GO. Realestate.com.au have brought out a survey, released the results of a survey, 10 signs you're actually annoying to live with.
Okay.
And I thought that we'd just have a little run through this and maybe see if we can find, horror flatmate stories.
Okay. We got tickets to the Mariners giveaway, so 13, 27, 10 if you got some flatmate horror stories.
Yeah, I'm sure people have because it's not unusual. Mm. So do you want to know some of the most annoying things?
Okay.
Well, the number one thing is uncleanliness, and I think that's a given. If you've got an uncleanly or a dirty housemate, that would drive me nuts.
Well, see, that's not me.
No, I know. We would be okay together if it was just about uncleanliness, I think.
You and I living together would be the worst thing
It would be
imagine.
A nightmare. God, you would annoy me.
We get along all right here.
Yeah.
Like, you know, but I think living together, nah.
No. You're very particular about stuff and I'm not.
You're very easygoing.
Yes.
It'd be the classic odd couple.
It would be.
We'd make a TV show about it, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. Have some little spy-on-the-wall cameras or something. Other things that people really hate are people having loud sex.
Okay.
That's a big one.
Yep.
Cooking late at night. Is one of those pet peeves that people have, you know, when your flatmate gets home from going out or something and starts cooking some sort of extravagant thing at midnight.
I could understand that because there's nothing more distracting than trying to get to sleep and you're
smelling food.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Flatmates that sing a lot makes the list.
Yep.
Leaving windows and doors open all the time with fly screens open.
Mm-hmm.
Flatmates that never buy toilet paper.
Yes.
Did I say flatmates that sing a lot?
Yes, you did.
So flatmates that sing a lot. See, I wouldn't have thought that would be too annoying, but apparently that gets very annoying.
Yeah.
And leaving your laundry in the washing machine for days.
Yeah, no, that's terrible.
It makes it stink.
Yeah, who does that?
Lots of people.
You know, I get a bit passive-aggressive at times.
Oh, do you?
If I lived in a place and someone did that, I'd leave it. I wouldn't touch it. I'd let their clothes go mouldy, and then I'd probably just sit them on their bed and then just walk away.
That's not passive-aggressive. That's just aggressive.
Oh, sorry.
Hey, we'd love to hear your flatmate horror stories. There's probably, you know, somebody who's just moved in with a friend of a friend they didn't know very well or something like that discovered that they were gross or maybe they had a secret.
107.7
2GR. So I got chatting to my son yesterday and we went, well, I wonder how hot it's the hottest place on earth and what that got to. And it was about 7 or 8 years ago and it was in Death Valley in America.
Yeah.
And it got to 56 degrees. 56.
That's the hottest
ever recorded.
Yeah. Okay.
So today, so when you're walking around today and it's 37 and you're feeling pretty hot, add another 20 degrees to that and you've got the hottest day on the planet.
Jeez, that's a bit rough.
Wow.
Well, it's interesting that, you know, these days do get so hot and the kind of tricks that people try and pull. There's one guy in Victoria, a cafe owner, has put a steak in a car on like a metal tray in his car.
Oh, wow.
And the car was parked in the shade and he left it
in the shade?
Yeah. In the shade, and they left it between 11 a.m. and 4 p.m. And when he came back, he swears there was no trickery, so it wasn't a trick. But he says it was cooked all the way through. The steak was probably
I don't know whether I buy that.
It wasn't a thick steak; it was about half an inch.
It was one of those minute steaks,
like a minute steak thing. But he reckons it was cooked all the way through, left it in there in the shade, and that's what happened. Now it was in Mildura, and Mildura got to 45.8.
So what would it
pretty warm.
Yeah, so what would it have been in the car then? You've got to think it's got to be over 50 in the car. So can you cook a steak?
Probably 60 or 70 really in the car.
Okay.
That's pretty hot stuff.
So if you've got your oven on 60,
could you slow it?
For 5 hours, you could definitely cook a steak. So maybe.
The thing is with this guy, he put it on Facebook and I admire what he tried to do because really he wasn't going, hey, look at this. He was just going, hey, here's a reminder to not leave pets and kids in the car and look after, you know, your pets at home and also look after your elderly neighbours. So he's trying to do a nice thing, but then people went to town on him on Facebook.
What? Just saying this
just
is
saying,
rubbish.
Oh, it's a raw, you know, you cooked that, you put that there and rah, rah, rah. I go, come on, guys, let's have a bit of fun here and just remember the message of the whole thing.
Exactly, yeah.
Now, I've got a message for you as well when it comes to this stuff.
Okay, cool.
Because, you know, everyone's going to be
add onions?
On.
Is that your message? a couple of pieces of bread with butter on them?
Yeah. Nom, nom, nom. It's similar to that.
Okay.
It's only because today a lot of people are going to be switching on the aircon, going to put a lot of strain on the power grid, and we do know that blackouts do happen from time to time, which is not good. And just heads up, check out the 2GO Facebook page. We'll keep you up to date with any blackouts today.
Sure will.
But if you've got a pot, chop up some veggies, chop up, some steak or whatever you've got in the kitchen, throw it in there, leave it in the car today. That way, when you get home tonight, if there's no power.
If there's a black.
Dinner is sorted.
Casserole's on me, guys.
Here you go, guys.
107.7 2GO.
Phil Collins' Not Dead Yet Live, January 22nd, Sydney's Kudos Bank Arena. Tickets at ticketek.com.au.
Now, here on 2GR, we love Phil Collins so much so that we're celebrating the fact he's coming to Sydney next week with a special at midday today.
Fantastic.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
And we do have the hottest tickets in town, let's be honest. This is going to be such a great gig, Tuesday night at Kudos Bank Arena. Michelle from Terrigal joins us. Hi, Michelle.
Hi.
Now, the only thing is to get on this standby list, and you will be the last one that we add to the standby list, is that you have to be prepared to delete someone's number from your phone, to lose someone's number. Whose number would you be prepared to lose?
My ex.
Ah, there's been a few of these. All right, tell us about this. You don't talk to him, her anymore?
No, I don't talk to him. The kids have grown up. They don't bother with him anymore, and I would have absolute delight in telling him to get lost.
Would you really? Now, what do you think his reaction would be to that, though? I mean, we don't want sort of any biffo on the radio. What do you reckon's going to happen?
He's so docile, he'd probably just go, oh, yeah, okay.
I kind of want to hear that. Michelle, righto. That is sensational that you are so brave to be able to do that. I think I'd be a bit nervous. You are the final person on our standby list, my friend.
Excellent.
So after 8:30, we're going to call someone back. So have your phone on and near you after 8:30. It could be you.
And that person's going to have to call the person they're going to lose the number
of. And tell them.
Could be quite interesting. Stick around for that after 8:30 today.
Summer feels good. Summer. I love the outdoors. We love our
city. I just love being out in the water. Central Coast 2GO.
It's a feel-good summer on 2GO.
Summer feels good.
Did you get any unsolicited texts recently? My wife did.
Oh, my friend did. I was in the car with her when she got it. From a one Clive Palmer.
Yes, you might have seen this rolling around.
The United Australia Party is going to make the difference we need in Canberra. It's got the people and the resources to make this country great again. So much waste in Canberra. So many politicians are deaf to our real needs.
Now, you can't see, but during that ad, he's outside. He's actually swatting away a fly and scratching his face at the same time. He's very focused, quite.
So professional. Mm. I don't like the unsolicited texts. I don't like the politicians contacting my phone. I don't like the fact that they've got my phone number, and I don't think that they should be able to do it.
Well, here's the thing. Apparently, it's legal.
Yeah, see, how did that happen?
According to Clive Palmer, under the Privacy Act, it allows political parties to access voter details. So
access their details? Because I'm pretty sure I'd like to send a few texts off.
Well, imagine.
I'd love to fire off a few texts to ScoMo and co.
Imagine if we could just broadcast Clive Palmer's phone number right now. That would be quite interesting. But he sent out a bunch of these unsolicited texts, and a few people have complained about it. So what they did? What's the smart, logical thing to do or the dumb, illogical thing to do? Send out another text saying we're never going to send another text. That's exactly what the United Australia Party have done.
But there's a spelling error in that text, so they sent out another text. Sorry about the spelling error.
Lol, actually, sorry about that.
Lols, here's an emoji.
No, but then it gets worse than that. So this is what the latest text message said. United Australia Party will ban unsolicited political text messages, which Labor and Liberal have allowed. So they're trying to blame other people.
But they sent a text to say that.
Exactly. They're trying to blame someone else. You sent the text. You did this.
I don't think they should be allowed to do this. None of them. Hey, I used to use, in my old job in a previous life, I used to use a bulk text messaging system for some of the clients that used our service.
Yeah, yeah.
So I know roughly how much it can cost. Mm-hmm. So it depends on which service you use, but it can cost 2 cents, 3 cents, 5 cents, sometimes more. So
per text?
Per text, right? Okay. So based on the sort of 2 to 5 cents per text, and knowing that he texts 5.6 million Australians, Clive Palmer has spent around a couple of $100,000 just sending those texts.
Wow.
When you think about money well spent.
Well, doesn't he owe a lot of money?
He's talking about waste and he's talking about resources and stuff. Yeah. I dare say that $200,000 could have done a bit more.
Well, doesn't he owe a lot of money with that nickel?
Yes, he does. Yeah. He owns a whole heap of money to people who worked in his nickel mine. How about you use the $200,000 to pay for them and their superannuation, Mr. Palmer?
You know who he needs to talk to?
Who?
He needs to talk to Warnie and learn how to stop texting so much. Warnie loved texting. He's not really doing it these days. So Warnie and Clive Palmer
team
up. I'd
happily take a text from Warnie because it'll be funny. 107.7
2GO. Join the conversation right now, 13 27 10. It is a safe space. I want to say that. We're not going to ridicule and stuff. And
I might. I mean, I'm not going to promise that.
And we could give you a family pass.
A little bit of ridiculing.
To the Central Coast's very own open water obstacle course at the Gossip Waterfront.
Aquasplash. My friends have been there. They said it's like a little workout. It's like, do you remember what's that show that everyone was jumping on the big balls and stuff?
Wipeout.
Like Wipeout.
You know where my mind went first when you said that? It's a knockout. Do you remember? It's a knockout.
It's a knockout. Yes, I do.
I loved It's a Knockout.
It's a knockout. That's the name of the game.
Anywho's, why it's a safe space is because I want to know, what did you find out wasn't true after years of believing something? Because I was chatting with some people here in the office yesterday, and I just couldn't believe some of the stuff people were saying. So one lady here at the office was told when she was a kid that red, you know, the dogs, blue heelers and red heelers, that red ones are actually called blue heelers. And the blue ones are called red heelers. And she just thought it was, as a kid, just some strange thing that they did. So for years, she was saying, hey, go check out that blue heeler over there. What a great
odd
dog.
Thing to tell a kid.
And people are like, that's a
maybe
red one.
There was some confusion, because you know how you call redhead people bluey?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I think sometimes with red heelers, they're called bluey.
Maybe.
It's
maybe
a similar thing. So maybe that's where the confusion came.
She said it like for like 20 years until someone finally stepped in and said,
you got that the wrong way around.
Are you sure? That's a blue heeler. Okay. The other one, I love this one. I was like, that is brilliant. In fact, why did you tell him to stop? Because one girl here in the office said her partner, you know, jalapenos.
Yeah.
He said he believed that there were jalapenos and then these other ones called Japolinos.
Japolinos.
And for years,
he told him about Japolinos.
Like, I don't don't know. But for years, he was like, yeah, no, so, you know, jalapenos are great. But Japolinos are really good too. I like Japolinos.
Imagine going into Tex-Mex or Guzmán y Gómez and just going, can I have some Japolinos
yeah,
with
please.
My burritos?
And no one told him for years until she finally pointed out to him. I'm like, no, you should have left that one. So, look, this is a safe space, okay? Like,
yeah.
I really want to hear what did you find out wasn't true after years? After years.
It might have been something your parents told you as a joke and that just kept going and kept going and kept going. Or it might have been something you just got confused about and and believed. All right. Give us a call. We've got tickets, a family pass to Aquasplash while the school holidays are still on. We've got Salty from Charmhaven. Hello.
Hello, Mandy. Rock chick from Terrigal or wherever.
Hello. So we're talking about these fun things that you believed for a really long time and then you found out later in life weren't true. Have you got one for us?
I have. My old man stitched me up when I was a kid. And what it used to be, we lived in Jervis Bay and we used to come into Nowra quite frequently. And the old man said, there's a sign up there as you come into Nowra saying, Nowra welcomes a careful driver. And my old man used to say, that sign was put there for me. And I believed him. I went to school in Wollongong when we moved up the coast. And, you know, I got the class, I was proud as a bunch. My dad's got a sign named after him, hasn't he?
When did you find out it wasn't true? How old were you?
When I was in about 5th or 6th class. I don't know, one of them.
Oh, wow.
That's fantastic.
One of those days I went to school.
That's awesome.
Fantastic,
that's
Salty. Thank you so much for the call this morning. Great to hear from you. Let's go to Budgie Boy and Tracy. Hey, Trace, what's the one that you got told that you believed for years and years and years?
If we were pulling faces and the wind changed at the time, the face would stay the same forever.
I know. And you know what? I got told that one as a kid as well, and it did kind of spook you because it was kind of, you know, you just didn't want to walk around with your mouth all crooked or whatever.
Definitely not.
I believe that one as well because I was a bit of a naughty kid, believe it or not, when I was really little.
I don't believe widow. Do
sensible
you believe
widow.
That, Tracy? Sensible I don't
widow.
Believe that.
Never.
I was a bit of a terror, and I remember my nan saying to that, she had a cane, she stamped a cane one day.
Oh.
She said, if you keep making that face, when the wind changes, it'll stay the same. I freaked out. I never made another face.
Tracy, when did you find out it wasn't true? Like, how long did it go for? Because some of these things can last for a really long time.
Well, especially when all of your family are in on it.
Were you the baby in the family?
No, I wasn't.
Okay.
But all the adults, you know, they all stuck with the same story. So you're like,
No, oh, very good. Well, Trace, we're going to send you and the family along to Aquasplash for a bit of school holiday fun.
Fantastic. That's awesome. Thank
no
you
worries. Guys. Have a good one.
107.7 2GO.
Phil Collins' Not Dead Yet Live, January 22nd, Sydney's Kudos Bank Arena. Tickets at ticketek.com.au.
Yeah, no, we are pumped up about this. We're getting people on the standby list, and we've got Phil there. Hello, Phil.
Hello, how are you?
We're fabulous. Now, earlier in the week, you got on the standby list to win tickets to Phil Collins. Remind us, whose number are you prepared to lose from your phone?
My ex-fiancée.
Right. Now, when were you guys engaged? How long ago?
How long ago? In Bali last August.
Okay, right. So this is a reasonably recent bust-up then?
Yes. Yeah, recently. And 14 years altogether.
Wow,
and are you still chatting? What's the relationship like now?
Yeah.
We still get on, yes. We still talk.
Okay.
But you're prepared to lose her number. You just want a sort of a clean start, new year.
For Phil Collins tickets, yeah.
how do we think this is going to go down?
Let's cross our fingers and our toes. I don't want her to get too cranky with you, but I think we're going to get her on the line right now. So just hang on there for us, Phil.
All right. Say good day, mate.
I think Jade's there.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Sorry, you're deleted from my contact list.
What do you mean?
Phil Collins' tickets are probably more important than your phone number at the moment, so I'm going to delete you from my phone.
But I don't even know what you're talking about right now. What do you mean?
I'm going to delete your contact from my phone. It's a competition to win Phil Collins' tickets.
Jade, I think I need to come in here and just say I'm very sorry, but yeah, Phil said that he would be prepared to delete your number from his phone, and if he did, he would win Phil Collins' tickets. So that's what this is all about.
Okay.
So the chances are you're not going to be hearing from him for a little while. How do you feel about that?
Oh, okay. All right. Weird.
All right. Oh, well, thank you, Phil, for being a good sport, Jade. Phil, that means you have to actually delete her number. We're counting on you being honest here.
I will. Yes, I will.
All right. Well, that means you're going to Phil Collins.
Oh, thank you.
Nice.
Excellent.
Nice. Which song are you hanging out for him to play on the night, mate? Which one's really going to get you going?
Got me on the spot there. I don't know.
Well, Billy, don't you lose my number now, I reckon. It would have to be that one, wouldn't it? Phil, well done, sunshine. Enjoy the gig. Give us a call Wednesday. Tell us how it was. And thanks for being a good sport with us today.
Will. Thank you very much. Have a great weekend, thanks, guys. 107.7,
2GO. About time to get out of here. Just a reminder, though, total fire ban in place today for the Central Coast. It's going to be sunny today, top of 37.
Yes, and make sure you put the sunscreen on and then reapply it. It's the reapplying that gets people unstuck, I think.
Exactly.
You get to reapply it.
And drink plenty of water, look after your elderly neighbours, and look after your pets.
Oh, all right? All of the good stuff, the stuff you know. But have a fabulous weekend. We'll be back Monday as we count down to Shad arriving, the new co-host that's joining us here on 2GO. Very exciting. We'll have more news about that next week.
Mickey D's up next for more fun ones. Catch you then. Bye.
Summer feels good.
Summer. I love the outdoors.
We love our city.
But I just love being out in the water.
Central Coast 2GO.
It's a feel-good summer on 2GO.
Summer feels good.